Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Keandra.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Well, I just wanted to get a hold of you. We'll kind of go over your QAs. You didn't have a bad week. You made a 92.50. There was just three calls that came back that I wanted to address with you. The first few is some stuff that we've talked about before. Remember hold time, any holds over 30 seconds is a automatic 10-point deduction, and that was a 90 that you got. You had a 70 for not identifying a product or giving product knowledge for it. And I think what it was is the product was, but you have to say the exact name of the product. I think you just called it like Keto and Cleanse. But if it's like Ultragenic Keto, you got to say Ultragenic Keto and Cleanse. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And always just throw a little piece of product knowledge with your save offers. You do that most of the time. I think this is one of those oddball calls where the customer was kind of difficult to lead from point A to point B. Just try to make sure you stay on top of that to the best of your abilities.
Okay.
The only thing that's kind of new is there is a, you had a 80 where they deducted 20 points because as soon as you introduced yourself, you asked them to go on hold. You said that the system was loading slow, mm-hmm. and that's something that they'll mark you off for 20 points for. If you introduce yourself and then ask for the zip code and, you know, after a while it's starting to go slow and you ask them to hold, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to think that these customers are on hold waiting to talk to us for, you know, anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes sometimes, even longer.
Yes, sir.
And if the first thing that you do is put them on hold again, you can imagine how upset they'll be. You know, you get what I'm coming from on that?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Yeah. So that's basically it. I mean, like I said, you had a great week. You're at the second tier QA bonus, which is, you know, it goes from 85 to 90, then from 90 to 95 is the second tier, and anything 95 or above is the top tier. So you were just a few points shy of being at that top tier. So we want to get you back there so you can, you know, make the most money for your time because, you know, we're going to be on calls anyway, right? Might as well get paid the most for it. But that's really it. Do you have any questions or concerns or anything you want to ask me?
Yes, I need to update my phone number because I have a new number and I don't get the tested one. We'll be in HOD, so I'll be knowing.
Okay, I'm going to do that for you. Let me make an email. Let me get the right people here. Okay, agent updating phone number. Update. One second, let me type it out and then we'll put in your number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's that number?
334-549-8409.
All right. I'm sending that to scheduling in our HR department.
Okay.
So they should update that for you shortly.
Okay.
And I'm going to post, you know, like the little bullet points of what we talked about on your QA in our team's messages. So
yes,
if you ever want to just go back and read them, they're there so you can read them. Me, like, you can tell me something till you're blue in the face, but until I, like, see it and read it and kind of comprehend it that way, that's the best way for me to learn. So I just want to make sure I give you all the opportunity to you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
To be able to absorb that information. But that's it. Do you have any further questions for me or anything as far as any calls or protocols or anything since you got me?
No, sir. That's all.
That's it. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, and you've been doing a great job, so I really want you to, you know, keep it up. You're doing great. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.